Jeff Bezos owns Amazon and the Washington Post. What could go wrong? Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcast to tell your story. For more, check out littlepartmedia.com or contact info@littlepartmedia.com. So the answer to that question that I just posed, Jimmy, was lies in Saudi Arabia, and really points to the whole challenge of owning a global business and owning a big-time newspaper, which is what we have with Jeff Bezos. As we know, Amazon does not own the Washington Post, but Bezos himself, who owns Amazon, owns the Washington Post. And so that's sort of the setting the stage. The issue at hand here is the clear murder by someone in perhaps this up high up in the Saudi government of Khashoggi, the Washington Post writer, mm-hmm. who went into the embassy in Turkey, the Saudi embassy, and then never came out. And so this has been quite controversial. We've talked about it a lot on this program. But the key here is that now people in Saudi Arabia are not happy about the coverage in the Washington Post of this story.
What a shock!
Yes,
when I read this, I was like, "Oh, I am shocked to hear this." That they were a little upset about it.
They are upset about the coverage. They think that that they're going way too far in painting. You know,
that darn Westerners.
Those
again.
Westerners are going out of control as part of a conspiracy, if you will, to make the Saudis look bad. And now there's this this wave, if you will, of protest. To protest not the Washington Post, because what can you do about the Washington Post thousands of miles away? Let's go after Amazon that is owned by the guy who owns the Washington Post.
Right. He owns a few other things, too.
Oh, he does. I think he has an interest in Twitter as well, which
I didn't know until I was. One of the original investors, right. I believe.
By the way.
Yeah, like he needs more money.
Yes, exactly. And I've told my story about Twitter.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Anytime we talk about Twitter, it's a missed one. Yeah. I wonder, what would you do with something like Twitter?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, yes. I still have 43 followers. I'm not looking for any more.
Yep.
I don't use it.
What
I
does
like
followers
it.
Have to do with the fact that I could have been a billionaire
sorry,
had I
you're
taken
right.
everything
you're
that
right.
I had and
you're
invested
right.
in Twitter? Oh.
All right.
Now,
right.
My day was okay until I remembered I didn't invest in Twitter when I had a chance, long before anybody else knew what Twitter
so
was.
So Saudis, yes. the Saudis yes. are saying, don't do Twitter and boycott Amazon.
They're saying boycott Amazon. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think some people as well. Somebody said, you know, if you're going to go there, then you really have to boycott everything because Bezos has holdings in everything.
Right.
Right. So those are on the other side. But yes, they're saying boycott Amazon. Because those bad people who own the Washington Post, who are making our country look bad, also owns Amazon.
Right.
It shows the complicated nature, Jimmy, of when a big business that is a global business gets in the news business, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure this is, and in fact, I think recently there was, this happened last week, I believe it was, where Amazon was sending out to all of its Amazon customers, they would get like a daily headline alerts or something like that. So they would put out to Amazon customers alerts from the Washington Post. This had been a practice.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm not sure I like that.
Well, but that has been ongoing. Now, I didn't
get one. It must have missed my name.
I think I may have gotten one and went into my
spam folder,
probably. But they've been doing this, which it's the synergy, right? It's the same way that once Amazon took over Whole Foods, you saw Amazon boxes, those pickup boxes in the entrance area of
right.
of the, you know, now they have the bricks and mortar of the market.
Right.
You have it, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. You can save money
right.
by folding them together. That works with pretty much anything. But once you start tying together your content with media. A business, with media, people get angry at media, as we've seen nowadays, and now they go, oh, well, we can't take it out on your media. We're going to take it out on your products that you sell us every single day. And so there's this big, we don't know. They don't have a huge footprint in the Middle East, but they do have a print there nonetheless, and now they're trying to boycott.
Well, they bought a company called Souq,
Souq.com. Right.
In the
Dubai, right,
which is a leading e-commerce platform in Dubai,
right,
being the shrewd businessman that he is,
and you always find like something that version in that area,
sure,
so that you can, because it's difficult sometimes just to kind of walk in with a Western brand, but if you buy something that's established in that area, that becomes your outlet for your e-commerce.
Right. So meanwhile, there's a Saudi journalist. Mm-hmm. Named Bandar Otif. Hopefully that's how you pronounce his last name. He had 105,000 Twitter followers, and he's obviously asking his fellow followers to defend their nation, boycott Amazon, and also to boycott Souq.com. Because after all, the Washington Post consistently publishes articles that are defaming.
Yeah.
Now again, we've got the Middle East looking at the West.
Right.
I'm going out on a limb thinking this isn't the first time that we've had a disagreement between the West and the Middle East.
it isn't. But Saudi Arabia has been, I think that's the conundrum here. Saudi Arabia has been a very good partner of the U.S. over the years in conflicts and allowing U.S. troops to be staged.
They like the American dollar,
and there's
dollar,
money. There's a lot of business. Yes, there is a lot of business. So that's an issue as well. But I think, the complicated nature of a newspaper, right? And it is when you get into bed with both, then this is what could happen. And I think Bezos is seeing that. And I knew the other day when I saw that they were discontinuing these news alerts that they were sending out to Amazon customers, I didn't think that was just some random act that they decided to do because, we were tired of doing it. I felt that it was their way of trying to uncouple the two, so that whenever there's an issue, complaints about the paper, it doesn't blow over, it doesn't, impact the e-commerce or any other business that the ownership might have. And it clearly feels as if that was what was behind it. They had already saw some of the noise that was occurring there, and they thought, let's not mix the two. Let's keep that church state line.
Oh yeah, good luck to you with that. It works so well. Another Saudi Arabia media person or others are saying that they should boycott Twitter too, since right. Bezos is a
right. Well, I think that what they're saying there is that I believe when I read the material that they were talking about the fact that you can't, if this is the route you're going to take, then you're going to have to boycott a lot of stuff. Right?
Yes.
Because you could probably go through every network and find someone who is connected to or paper or whatever ownership, if it's privately held or even through shares in a publicly held company, you could find someone who has an interest in one of these companies that also owns something else that you might be mad at and you'll have to boycott. They need a lot of the stuff that comes from the West here. And so if you're going to start boycotting because of that, then you got a lot of boycotting to do.
There's a lot to be done. And, I'll tell you, it's just something has to. Here's the thing about boycotts.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be happy to boycott Amazon until I need something.
Oh yeah, me too. Isn't that how it is?
And just don't tell anybody I did it. Okay.
Once you become so big, then you're stuck there, right? It's
also
harder for people
nature,
to walk it.
We're all pretty much selfish. We really do care about me, myself, and I, my world, what's in my backyard. That is a human trait. It's been documented for generations. So you can shout and say, I'm boycotting, I'm boycotting, I'm boycotting. But then when you can't find that hard-to-find item, you need to find that item.
Amazon,
it's
please.
It's right there. Just quickly
send it to
just
me.
Do it on the side. No one's going to know.
Use somebody else's computer.
No one's
so
going
no one will
to know
that
no
you logged
gonna
into
No one's
going
to know. They're not going to hack into your computer to find out you bought something from Amazon.
That's right. Especially when it's only $3.57
right.
without shipping.
Right.
Okay. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.